I'm going to ask Said Salim to please come at the podium while I'm going to be introducing you, Said. Said Salim has been with the International Crop Research Institute for the Semi-Arid, the ICRISAT, for over 20 years. This is one of the 15 CGIAR Center Consultative Group on International Agricultural Research. He is a principal scientist that has been working in breeding, agronomy. If you know Said, you probably know about pigeon pea and chickpea. That's something that he has been working extensively on with quite remarkable success. He has received a number of awards. Most recently, he has been the Doreen Marshler Award for his research excellence and impact-oriented work on pigeon pea at ICRISAT. And he has also received the award for Outstanding Scientist and for Outstanding Partnership during Chicken Pea Research. He holds a PhD in Plant Physiology from University of Nottingham and a Master in Vegetable Breeding from University of Khartoum. He is a good friend of Canada, and he is quite a nice gentleman also to meet in the hallway or at the cocktail tonight. Say,
thanks very much.
And you've noticed that we will keep the question period for the end, and our speaker have 10, 12 minutes to make their speech.
Second. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to first thank the organizer of the meeting for bringing me all the way from Nairobi. And I'm coming back after 9 days to meet the gentleman from IDRC. Thank you very much. He has already told you what is all about me and what we do and the organization I work for. What I'm going to talk about has been really touched here, but the difference is that the semi-arid tropics we are talking about covers three continents, Asia, Africa, and Latin America. The difference between what you have been talking about is that the poorest of the poor of the world, that's over 800 million, live in this area where the climate is very unpredictable, characterized by low and erratic rainfall, poor soils, and social and physical infrastructure is really bad. Now, we have a vision, improve well-being of the poor of the semi-arid tropics. Our mission is to reduce poverty, increase agricultural productivity, enhance food and nutritional security, and protect the fragile environmental base of the semi-arid tropics. ICRISAT realized that although you work global in nature, you should actually work regional in nature, and therefore the headquarters are here in India, but we have got two regional offices, one in Western Central Africa, and one in Eastern and Southern Africa based in Nairobi. I was warned that I should talk here global because I'm the director of Eastern and Southern Africa, so I'll avoid everything about Eastern and Southern Africa. We work on five crops. Chickpea, a lot of people keep on telling me chicken pea, peanuts for North Americans, and pigeon pea, actually that's my variety, and pearl millet and sorghum. In addition, we work on improving the natural resource base. ICRISAT, through years, has been working with partners, and a number of varieties and hybrids have been developed and released in a number of countries of these crops. Now, the challenge, as you can see, is that I've given you North and West Asia, I've given you Sub-Saharan Africa, and I've given in South Asia, is that the crops we all work on are very low yielding because of the environment and the fear of farmers investing in them, and therefore yields have been particularly flat. And this is particularly so when you're dealing with pearl millet, as you can see it here. So that's the real challenge, that the yields are below one ton per hectare, and how do you improve it? We have a problem here. We have got existing challenges which I've talked to you about, and then we have got emerging challenges. We work in marginal and fragile environment. The capacity of those environments is low, and is now threatened by climate change. How do we go about working in those areas? Farmers in these areas, because they know that the environment is unsustainable, tend not to use inputs, and therefore yields tend to plummet. So they are not interested in trying to invest. As a result of that, they have got low marketable surpluses, and compounded with that is that the markets are poorly developed. And you put globalization, subsidies, and therefore they are at a disadvantage. And in those areas, and where we work, institutional capacity is very low, especially when you're dealing with new tools. And this has been compounded in sub-Saharan Africa by one time telling them that you cannot invest in capacity building and you cannot hire new people. That has changed, and we are now working on that. Now, this calls for us to work in a holistic approach where there should be synergies. You want to increase agricultural productivity at the smallholder farms. You have to make sure that your natural resource base is sustainable. You need to have efficient markets which work for the poor, but tied with this is that you need supportive environment. Somebody said this morning that, look here, when you market, then the poor remain poor, but you realize that farmers are not going to invest unless they can market their surpluses. Globally, we work with what we call four global themes. One, the first one deals with natural resource management. The second one is crop improvement. And the third one is use of biotechnology to improve crop productivity. And then we have got institutions, markets, policy, and impacts that deal with issues of markets, policies, which I talked about. Now, for these things to work properly, you need regionalization. So you have got a matrix. For example, in Eastern and Southern Africa, while you have got the global program here, you have got the regional programs here that receives information from our partners in the national system, in the regional organization, and so on, to realize what are important in the region to feed back into our research program, whether regional or global. I just want to show you what it is, the yield gap where somebody was talking about. You have here low input practices and under current climate. When you do improve practices, improve germplasm, and under current climate, you almost double the yield. On the other hand, if you leave it as it is, and you have got climate change coming in, you have yield reduction here, but then as you improve practices, you have got improved yield, and then you come with improved practices and adapted germplasm, which we work on all the time through either crop improvement or use of biotechnology, then you double the yield. I've told you already that we need to have integrated solution. To do that, we need to identify in the semi-arid tropics what are the trends and what are the major drivers of change. You need to set priorities, which we do every year. We have got meetings to develop our strategy, which we get it from ourselves and from partners. And then how do you link with farmers? How do you make sure that seeds reach farmers? And then policy options for technology adoption by the poor. Now, I told you before that we work on five crops, but we are not averse to what happens. When you improve productivity by having water on the ground, you put in fertilizer, we realize that farmers will no longer grow the crops we work on. So we go into diversification. But in the diversification, we don't work with ourselves only. We work with partners, which could be advanced research institutes or other centers. For example, for vegetables, we work with the World Vegetable Center to make sure that those high-value crops reach the farmers. So we work with them. We said that, look, what has happened is that in Africa, we have had blanket recommendation that they'll say, for example, give 100 kilos of N, and normally it is for the well-endowed area. Now, when you try to use this one in the drier areas, farmers are not going to take 100 kilos of N. So we went into testing different models of using microdosing, that's small amount of fertilizer, which you put where the crop is, but you also make sure that you have got a way of capturing water. So in that way, we have had yield increases. Drought is our bread and butter. We use both biotechnology tools and crop improvement tools to make sure that varieties developed are resistant to drought. We go into management where we improve water availability, and then where everybody has been talking about of looking at possibility of crop insurance in case of failures. That's our watershed approach, that we can go into diversification. Delivery system is very important. We have been working with small agro dealers to make sure that we have got inputs where the farmers can reach, small quantities where the farmers can buy. So we work with them. And partnerships is so important. You start with advanced research institutes, national partners, extensions, development partners, private sector for input and output markets, financial institutions, policymakers, and then producer marketing group. We make sure that we cannot work alone at the lower level, and we know that at the lower level we need strong partners, and therefore we work to ensure that capacity building is there to work as equal partners. Thank you very much.